Nazir chapter 3, Mishnah 5, Mishin Nazir Rub Vasakfaris. What happens if a person takes on Nazirus in a cemetery? Okay? Now, so he's starting his period of Nazirus in an unclean place. Okay? There's corpses over there, there's corpse uncleanliness. But we're going to learn that corpse uncleanliness, that not all corpse uncleannesses are equal when it comes to a Nazir. And a cemetery is actually a lighter form of corpse uncleanliness. And we'll see now that he doesn't lose all of his days if it's corpse uncleanliness in a cemetery. Didn't touch a body or anything. He was just over there in the cemetery. So this guy, Mishnazir Vuhu Basakfaros, he takes on Nazirus inside the cemetery. And Mafila Hayasham Shleshim Yom, even if he stays in the cemetery the whole of the 30 days, ain't Olin Lo Minaminyan. They don't count for him because he took it in a place of uncleanliness. So none of his days count for him. The Ainu may be Korban Tumah, but he wouldn't have to bring the Nazir sacrifices for impurity. If a Nazir becomes impure after he cleanses himself, like we said in the last Mishnah, he has to bring a special sacrifice. It was two birds and a lamb. This Nazir doesn't have to bring that because cemetery corpse uncleanliness is not as severe, and so he wouldn't have to bring that. The days don't count for him, but also he doesn't have to bring the Nazir uncleanliness sacrifice. Yatzev Nichnas, if he goes out of the cemetery and he comes back into the cemetery, then Oila Lo Minaminyan, whatever he counts outside the cemetery, now counts for him. And then while he's in the cemetery, it's paused. And then when he goes out again, he carries on recounting. So you see that the cemetery uncleanliness is not so severe, it's lighter. If it was other, it would cut it and he would have to restart. Yeah, he doesn't have to restart. And then says the Mishnah, Umevi Korban Tumah, he would have to bring a Korban, the sacrifice impurity. But the commentaries say this is only if he now becomes properly unclean by corpse impurity. So that clause needs to be explained a little bit. If you just read the Mishnah, it's a little bit out of place over there. But only if he becomes properly impure, like he touches a corpse inside the cemetery, now he would have to bring the corpse impurity. And slightly change of topics, Rabbi Eleazar Omer, he says, Lo boy b'yoyim, not on the same day. We'll see now what this means, Shinemar, because the Pasuk says in Bamidbar, it says, Vahayamim harishonim yiplu, that the first days he shall forfeit. It's a strange verse. It's the first days. So Rabbi Eleazar learns out from that, Ad shiyu lo yamim harishonim, until he'll have the first days. He doesn't become unclean. So what does that mean? According to Rabbi Eleazar, in all of these cases, he has to have at least observed 2 days of Nazirus in cleanliness, right? Only once he's observed 2 days of uncleanliness, 2 days of Nazirus in cleanliness, and then he becomes impure with corpse impurity, only at that point will he lose what he's done. But if he's only done 1 day, and then he becomes impure, contrary to Blazer, he doesn't lose that day, because it says, but the first days shall be forfeit. Says Rabbi Eleazar, until you've got days, you're not going to forfeit anything. You'll have to purify yourself and you can carry on counting. So that would be a very particular case that the Nazir becomes impure on day 1. It would be a different law according to Rabbi Eleazar.